A military-led transition in Burkina Faso would be unacceptable to African leaders and international partners, according to the UN Special Envoy for West Africa. Protests broke out in the country in October following an attempt by President Blaise Compaoré to amend the constitution so he could extend his 27-year rule. In the face of popular uprisings, Mr. Compaoré fled the country and the military seized the power. UN Special Envoy Mohamed Ibn Chambas is in Ouagadougou along with the African Union and the West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, to resolve the crisis and negotiate a return to civilian rule.
It is very clear that for this transition to serve the best interests of this country and help in reinforcing the democratic process in this country, that it should be civilian-led. And I think on that principle and cardinal issue, the military have shown understanding and they keep reiterating that they will work in that spirit. That will be very helpful because it will be unacceptable, certainly to ECOWAS and to the African Union and many other partners, multilateral and bilateral, to accept a military-led transition.
So far, Mr. Ibn Chambas says, a spirit of give and take, flexibility and compromise prevails. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.